My favorite author, C.S. Lewis, once said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." Lewis wrote the Chronicles of Narnia book series, one of my favorites. Coming into this weekend, I traveled through my own proverbial wardrobe to find some inspiration for tonight's hockey open. I went back to March 1st, 2015. That was the day BSU Women's Hockey knocked off Minnesota Duluth in Game 3 of the WCHA playoffs, on the road nonetheless. Then I remembered that this year's senior class, they were freshmen that year. But why look back? Well, because BSU senior class knows exactly what is possible. They also know what they're up against in the WCHA. Last weekend, the Beavers met their match on the ice against the top-ranked Wisconsin Badgers, losing both games 5-1. There were some glimmers of hope. BSU was able to strike first on Friday. That's always a goal of theirs. They also got a glimpse of freshman goalie Kerrigan Dowie, and another freshman, Lydia Passolt, scored on Saturday. It's hard to fight when the fight ain't fair. We're getting stronger now. Find things they never found. They might be bigger, but we're faster and never scared. You can walk away, say we don't need this. But there's something in your eyes says we can beat this, because these things
a shot and a goal! What a play by Lydia Passholt! That was incredible! So she carried the puck in, shocked the Badgers. From the top of the right circle, put that one up her shelf. The freshman from Chanhassen, Minnesota, her first goal of her career.
Again, you can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. We're just 8 games into the season. There is a lot of hockey yet to be played. And this year's Beaver squad certainly has time to change their ending. It all starts tonight when two teams who are winless in the WCHA face off against each other. It's your Beavers hosting the Bulldogs in Game 1 of this weekend's series at the Sanford Center in Bemidji. Tonight, we pink the rink to fight breast cancer. That's the same disease that took the life of my favorite author, C.S. Lewis's wife, Joy. The Manusa pregame show is next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.